Greetings and blessings, dear friends. This is the second video in the series about working with the 10 Sefirot of the Tree of Life as 10 portals of presence. These 10 portals will include but expand beyond the 3 portals of the IJM practice. In the first video, we focused on the Sefira of Chesed, the first of the 7 lower Sefirot. Chesed corresponds to the portal of the heart in IJM. Traditionally, Chesed is represented in the body as the right hand, which is why we generally use the right hand to touch the heart when we chant Lecha and take on the Kavanah of Chesed, of offering our awareness as a gift and an act of love. In this video, we'll move on to the second of the 7 lower Sefirot called Gevura, or strength. This corresponds to the portal of the body in IJM. Gevura is also traditionally associated with the left hand, which is why we use the left hand when touching the belly, chanting Na'aseh and bringing awareness into the body. Now, when it comes to being present, Chesed and Gevura are complementary to one another, which is why they're traditionally represented by the right and left hands on the body. As we explored in the last video, Chesed is the intention of open-heartedness. So just as you give your attention to another person as an act of connection and benevolence, so too you can offer your attention in a loving way to whatever is arising in this moment. In this way, you begin your practice of presence in the spirit of presence, rather than approaching it from the motivation of wanting to get something, achieve something, avoid something, and so on. However, once you've offered your presence in this loving, chesedic spirit, the next step is to actually sustain your doing of presence. This takes a certain kind of strength, the strength of continually persisting in returning your attention again and again to whatever is actually present, rather than allowing your mind to take you away on a journey of thinking about the past, the future, judgments, fantasies, or whatever. The body, and particularly the flow of your breathing, is like an anchor to the present because it's the one element within your consciousness that's always present. As long as you're alive, there's your breathing, in and out. This complementary nature of Chesed and Gevura in relation to presence is also reflected in the 2 complementary mitzvot associated with them. In the last video, we learned about the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem, love of the divine, as expressed in Devarim chapter 6 verse 5, where it says, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha. Love Hashem, your God, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. So that's Chesed, love of God. But the verse that comes right before this one is the famous mitzvah of being aware. Shema Yisrael Hashem Eloheinu Hashem Echad, which I translate as be aware. Existence is your own divinity. Existence is one. Now, the most direct way to know existence or being as your own divine nature is to experience it within your own body. So Shema, literally listen or hear, but in this context it means being aware in general. And as you connect your awareness with your body and your breathing, the realization can begin to dawn on you, ah, the greatest mystery of being is intimately present as this very body. As the Torah says in Devarim chapter 30 verses 12 through 14, it's not up in the heavens that we should say who will bring it down to us, nor is it across the ocean that we should say who will go and bring it to us. Rather, it's very, very close to you in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it. Meaning, it's completely within your ability now and always to realize your divine nature as one with all existence simply by doing presence. That's why we use the word na'aseh, we will do, when connecting with the body, because being present in your body is something you can do right now. But, you might say, okay, I'm practicing being aware of my body, but I don't feel like I'm realizing my divine nature. All I'm aware of is some discomfort, or this worry, or these thoughts, or whatever. Does that mean I'm not doing it right? How do I know if I'm really practicing presence effectively? The Torah reading Parshat Tazria begins with the laws of ritual purity in relation to a mother who gives birth. It says, Isha ki Tazria v'yalda zachar, when a woman conceives and gives birth to a son, v'tama shivat yamim ki me nidat dota tima, she'll be ritually unfit for 7 days, just as in the days of her menstrual separation. V'el mikdash lo tavo, and into the sacred space, she may not enter. Now, on the plain level, this is talking about ancient ritual purity laws. But on the metaphorical level, what does it mean to give birth? It means to create something new. And whether or not you have children, all of us are constantly creating. On the deepest level, our creation begins with the spontaneous arising of thought that happens almost constantly for most people. And then, as our thoughts become externalized into our decisions and our actions, we literally co-create all of our life situations along with all of our other fellow beings. And whenever something new appears on the horizon of our consciousness, whether it's a blossoming of thought, or sensation, or feeling, or something happens around us, like someone knocks at the door, or you go and knock on someone else's door, or the kitchen sink breaks, or it starts to rain, or you decide on a new career, whatever new is arising, it doesn't matter. There's the tendency to lose your connection with the eternal dimension of being, that open space of the present, which is not separate from your own consciousness, and instead get tangled up in whatever particular experience you happen to be having. And that is how we lose our freedom. We forget all about the space of this moment and instead get stuck in whatever's going on. Then, once you're in that state of being stuck, even if you bring yourself back to a state of presence at that point, you may still feel stuck. That's because before you can transform, you first need to simply be present with whatever mind state you're already in. The trick is not to become disheartened and give up. Just be wherever you're at. That's vitama shivat yamim, being tamei, or ritually unfit to enter the mikdash, the sacred space, for 7 days. 7 days means the world of time, which is created by the mind that imagines past and future. This is hinted at in the story of the 7 days of creation. Then it said, ki me nidat dota tima, like the time of nida, which means separation. Because when you get caught by your experience, you lose connection with your inherent wholeness and you feel separate from how you imagine you'd like to feel. But if you stay with it, being conscious of any feelings of constriction as they arise in your body, and continuously bring your attention back again and again to your sensations, to your breathing, then that barrier to wholeness will drop away at some point. As it says, Uvayom hashmini yimo besar orlato. On the 8th day, the male baby's foreskin will be circumcised. The foreskin, the orla, is a metaphor, a strange metaphor perhaps, but as a barrier, it hints at that feeling of separation that the ego feels. And the number 8 represents eternity, as it's one step beyond the 7, plus the number 8 on its side is the infinity symbol. So the idea is that when your consciousness gives birth to a new experience, there's an inherent orla, a feeling of separation that arises when you get absorbed into the drama of whatever's going on, and that's okay and natural. When you're in the 7 days of disconnection from the mikdash, from the sacredness of presence, just be there. Know that it's only temporary. Stick with the practice and draw your awareness into your body with more gevura, with more strength and persistence. And if you do, you will come to Yom HaShmini, this moment of eternity where all barriers drop away and you return ever more deeply to the openness of presence. Now, in the last video, we connected with Chesed by chanting the phrase from the Aleinu prayer that comes from Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 4, verse 39, Hashivota el levavecha, return to your heart. The next part of this phrase that we'll chant today says, Ki Hashem Hu HaElohim, for existence is God. Now the divine name indicated by Hashem is the Yud and the He and the Vav and the He, meaning existence or being. And the name Elohim means God. But in Kabbalah, Hashem and Elohim are also associated with Chesed and Gevura, Hashem being the expansiveness of all being, and Elohim being the divinity inherent in finite form. The name Elohim also means great power, indicating the strength of Gevura. So as we sing these words, let them remind you, Hashem is Elohim, meaning the mystery of all being is present now as your own body, in the form of your own body. Let's sing.